Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
My next conversation. I don't take it personally. I've experienced it personally. Trudy Brookman has given us a wonderful perspective on why on earth is it that gyms make it so hard for us to quit. I mean, I appreciate the encouragement, but for goodness sake, have you ever tried to quit your membership at the gym? It's the Spanish Inquisition and all kinds of offers. Let's find out from Trudy exactly why that is. She's a consumer law expert joining us right now on Kaya Biz. Trudy, thank you so much for joining us this evening. How are you today?
Hi, Rafiwe. Thanks so much for having me. All good this side. Lovely to speak to you.
Wonderful. Okay, so help us understand, is this something that's prevalent across the gymnasium industry, and what is that all about?
Yes, there are all kinds of strange things in the gym industry. You get your stuff stolen from the lockers. There's a whole pandemic of that across the country. And then getting out of your contract is a mission. It's almost like trying to get Telkom to cancel your landline and never bill you again.
That's no joke. Yeah, absolutely.
And the same thing with your TV license. I sold the television, but somehow I still need to pay. If I can give a little bit of legal background,
please.
A gym contract is generally a fixed-term contract, and traditionally it was a 24-month contract, right? Sort of like one's phone contract.
Yes.
A fixed-term contract is one of the areas that the Consumer Protection Act, which was brought into, let's say, even the playing field between suppliers and consumers. As consumers, I think we were always on the back foot. We have no bargaining power, and we're up against this colossus, the real David and Goliath fight. But the Consumer Protection Act aims to even out the power dynamics there. And what it says with regard to fixed-term contracts, so that means a contract where the duration of the contract is specified. It's a year or 2 years or a month or a day or whatever. It doesn't matter which period it is, as long as we know what the period is. There, the consumer has a right to cancel the agreement at any stage in the process during the duration of the contract by giving the supplier 20 business days notice in writing. And then they're out. There are a few provisos. The first one is that you are liable up to the end of the notice period. So you keep on being liable for whatever your monthly payment is up to the end of that 20 business days notice. And if you work out 20 business days, it's usually very close to a calendar month. So once you give notice, you have to pay for another calendar month or another 30 days,
so if you
30 ordinary days.
So, Trudy, if I may just jump in there. So it does seem as though a lot is stacked against us insofar as the businesses take advantage of the title of fixed term, but the term is never quite fixed, is it? If I don't catch that on the 11th, before the end of the 10th month of that 12-month partnership, let's just say, it almost automatically renews and they continue to debit even after the first 12 months. It's very seldom that you actually get a heads up that, by the way, do you still want to be here?
That's illegal, actually, because another provision in the Consumer Protection Act says, it's also part of Section 14, and really, if you ever want to get out of a gym contract, Section 14 of the Consumer Protection Act, those are the golden words that just unlock what you need. So I would use that with the gym over and over again. So what Section 14 also requires is that the supplier, in other words, the gym in this case, has to give you notice before the expiry date of that term, the fixed term of the contract, and it has to be not more than 80 days before the end of the contract and not less than 40 days, and those are business days again, before the expiry date of the fixed term. And then they must notify you in writing that the contract is about to expire, when it's about to expire, and then explain to you what your options are. Do you want the contract to continue on a month-to-month basis? Month-to-month basis is great because you can just give notice at the beginning of the month. By the end of the month, you're out of the contract. Let's say you're moving house or you hate the gym or whatever.
Judy,
you can give a month's notice.
I'll not. I've never gotten such from the gym. Interestingly, I almost feel as though I only get such from a telephone provider, a service provider, ISP or whatever, because they have the trappings of an upgrade. So they are happy to call you and say, by the way, would you like an upgrade? As opposed to, by the way, please keep paying me for 2 more years. And I just, I find that so interesting. I mean, I'm not going to start a class action suit about this. I thought that this was less legal and more psychological, that humans are almost usually spurred by motivation, either the end of Christmas, I'll never drink again, I'm starting my gym membership in January, and
yes,
and
resolution
exactly
about to be broken in like maybe Feb.
Sure. Yes. And so retaining that membership is so much easier than trying to get you back in June. I thought that was really what the psychology was behind gyms fighting us so hard.
Yeah, well, from the gym's perspective, a gym membership is the gift that keeps on giving, right? Whether the person or not, the payment goes off by debit order every month. So, and I think the debit order is a mechanism that the gyms maybe exploit in some circumstances. Obviously, as a consumer, you agree to the debit order, and I would recommend that wherever it's possible for consumers to not pay by debit order. Don't pay by debit order. Say, oh, I hate the debit order. I don't want to pay by debit order. I'll just EFT you every month. Then you can get out of things and make sure, and it'll be, it's just simpler, and you don't need to check your account to see whether the debit order has kept on going off. However, there's a little bit of light at the end of a tunnel.
Okay.
One can reverse your debit order after it's gone off. So let's say you cancelled, you know very well that for next month, your notice period is already over. Next month, the debit order should not be going off. If it does go off, definitely put a reminder on your phone. Check whether that debit order went off. And then you go into your internet banking or your phone bank app, and there's a functionality where you can reverse the payment. If it's under 500 Rand, you can just reverse it on your app. If it is over that amount, with most of the banks, you need to pop into the bank and speak to the bank manager and say, and that's why it's important that you keep a record of when you cancel with a gym. So you take your email, which you send to the gym with you, to show the bank that you cancelled, show the bank manager that you cancelled, and then the bank manager should assist you to reverse the debit order. If the debit order goes off 3 months in a row and you've reversed it 3 months in a row, and the nice thing is that mostly on your app you can go back 3 months and see whether it went off all that previous month and the previous month as well, that assuming that they all were not payable, you can reverse all of them in one shot. Same thing with the bank manager, 3 months. So if you've reversed a debit order 3 months in a row, it's actually illegal and I think impossible for a supplier to put through a debit order for the same amount against your account again. So at least you can do that.
That's excellent. That's excellent to understand, or to have our minds around, and know that we have that in our back pocket. Because I think what many people complain about, one, when they find a debit order that's coming through, maybe they haven't figured out the functionality within their banking app and try to call their banks. It seems from the feedback I've heard from listeners over the years that banks seem to feel hamstrung by whatever you signed away when you signed that debit order. And that they kind of need to meet the duty, you know, they have to complete their duty of care as the institution that you gave an instruction with a signature. And I get it, you're shouting at the person in my call center, but you ultimately gave that instruction with the signature. So to know that we are able to effect that over 3 months, let's just say, with our own actions, hopefully, that saves a great deal of frustration.
Absolutely. And it's helpful to remember the bank's working with your money, not their money, and that they also need to comply with the codes of PASA, PASA, yes. It's the Payments Association of South Africa, which is the authority that governs debit orders and debit checks in South Africa. So at least some of those rules are there to protect consumers as well and may as well make use of them. So the golden words really are Section 14 of the Consumer Protection Act and PASA.
Writing it down right under S14. Tell me something else. Let's just say you have anticipated that I have, in the 10th month, let's say, before the 11th month starts and those 20 working days begin, I have sent through my cancellation. And therefore, I feel as though I start December on the right footing. I shouldn't, or you know, the 12th month, I start on the right footing and I don't expect something to go off. And so I don't provision for that debit order. If that debit order bounces, for example, is there a way to that? Because obviously that will have a negative impact on your credit score. Is there a way to highlight that debit order that was put forward wasn't meant to be there? Are you able to sort of get compensated completely for an incorrect debit order that wasn't removed? I know I'm creating a very weird little scenario, but I think it might happen
to
people.
No, it's so real.
Yeah.
The experience, when I was much younger, I think with my first nice salary after articles, I had 13 debit orders going off my account at some stage, like an absolute idiot. But anyway, and the one bounced and then all the others bounced as well. And in those days, they were charging you 250 Rand per bounced debit order at the bank as well. So, and then everything else collapsed. It was a disaster. So one can really get yourself into deep trouble in a particular month with debit orders, excessive debit orders. But if I may, let me jump back to what you started with, Rafael.
Sure.
The Consumer Protection Act, Section 14, allows you to cancel a fixed-term contract at any stage in the contract. You don't have to wait till the end of the term. You can cancel then as well, but you can cancel at any stage in the duration of the contract. So let's say you have a 12-month contract or 24-month contract. You can cancel in month one or month five or month nine or wherever you like. At any stage, you don't have to wait. Even if there's a contractual provision, a term in the contract that says you can't cancel before the third month or you can only cancel if you give us 6 months notice or whatever, all of that is overridden by the Consumer Protection Act. It trumps anything in the contract between you and the gym. So you can cancel any time you like as long as you've given 20 business days notice.
Great.
So that, I think, really is the great news. You spoke about, just remind me.
A bounced debit order, and if it impacts my credit score, is there a way
credit
for me
record.
To?
Yes. Sorry. Let me talk about the credit record. A bounced debit order shouldn't immediately affect your credit record, especially if you if payment is, let's say it's a bounced debit order for something that was due, that you were supposed to pay. The best approach is to contact the service provider or the supplier and say to them, my debit order bounced. Can you just put it through? I will make sure that there's money in the account on the 15th of the month. Please put it through on the 15th again, and you just let it go through then. Then your credit record will not be affected.
Excellent stuff.
However, so don't stress about it. Just make sure that you are proactive in approaching the supplier and making sure that you have the money in the account on that particular date and that it goes off. So then you should be absolutely fine. In any event, a bounced debit order shouldn't affect your credit record. But if you have a problem with a credit record due to something where you intended to pay, but, for example, the scenario where your one debit order bounces and then everything collapses or whatever, there you can... it's probably the cheapest thing that lawyers do for you is to set right your credit record where... you were listed, blacklisted for a reason that you have a great excuse for. Let's say you cancelled your gym membership, the gym keeps on putting through debit orders, eventually they blacklist you. Go and see a lawyer. Most lawyers, I think, charge R1,500, which is very little for legal work. To be able to set that right for you, the writer letter, you wait a period of time, you check with a... And it's sorted.
Really do appreciate your perspectives, though. That was Trudy Brookman.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.